This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
All right, let's hop to our phone. And none other than head coach Sean Lewis joins us. Coach Lewis, how are you? Thanks for joining us here on this Friday.
Yeah, guys, doing great. How are y'all?
We are well. Big matchup this weekend or tomorrow against Washington State. You guys are coming off of two straight victories, looking for a third straight. I think where I want to start, Coach, is from your standpoint, where are the areas that you've seen this club improve at over the course of the season so far?
Yeah, I think the guys have done a great job, obviously having a much better understanding of each other and obviously our scheme as we've moved through the year, and really just the resiliency and the fight and the connection that those guys have in the locker room that's been established through the first half of the season has been really great to see, and obviously finding ways to win the last couple of weeks and really tight ball games. That's what good teams do, and to be on the right side of that and to walk away with two good conference wins and to get our first conference road win last week was great, and looking to build off that momentum, obviously, tomorrow night against a really good Washington State team.
Coach, I loved the Wyoming game. I enjoyed every bit of it, especially the finish. And what I loved about the finish, a couple things. I mean, you guys had to come from behind, down 7. You made some big plays, in the fourth quarter. But beyond that, Wyoming got the ball back a couple of times, and you just shut them down. And so to me, this was an example of, improving, but also understanding how to finish. And I hope that, I'm assuming you're going to use this message moving forward with your guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Not too long ago, we were up in Mount Pleasant and came up short in a really close game, right, where we had the opportunity to win it in all three phases in a lot of different ways. And that was a really hard lesson to learn that, the offense didn't convert a touchdown. We didn't kick a field goal. And then we allowed them to go, and get in field goal range and kick a field goal to win it, right? So that was a very painful, hard lesson to learn. But through that adversity, real opportunity came from that to learn and to grow. And it's a testament to the staff and the kids, how they really leaned into, what could be perceived as a really rough moment and grew from that. So then Hawaii, we find a way to win and finish. And then being on the road, again, to your point, really all three phases, offense comes back, scores points because the defense put us in an advantageous position. Then the offense does a good job after, another defensive stop of bleeding the clock, special teams comes out, pins them deep. And then when, our front can go hunt and you let Trey White go do his thing and get after the quarterback, that's been a pretty consistent end result, throughout the course of the year, which was really good to see.
Coach Sean Lewis joins us here on Gwen and Chris. And Coach, we had the pleasure of having one of your leaders on Wednesday in Marquez Cooper. And what an impressive young man. I mean, you've had him before him coming here to San Diego State. Just talk about his presence and what it's meant to this offense this season.
Yeah, I mean, Coop's a great guy to have in the locker room and have been very fortunate to be coaching him since 2020 besides, last season when we were apart. But when the opportunity presented itself to bring him here to the Mesa and to bring his leadership traits and his knowledge of the culture that we are creating and then obviously his dynamic skill set as a player, it was a no-brainer. And I'm really happy that he saw it that way and his impact and influence has been felt throughout the locker room and on the team. He's a relentless competitor and a great young man that, you know, is representing our university and our community the right way.
Coach Sean Lewis, Aztecs, Washington State tomorrow night. And again, goaztecs.com. Get some tickets. Go on out. It should be a good ball game. Coach, you've selected, when it was all over, Danny O'Neill, a true freshman, to be your starting quarterback. You know, without having seen everybody else, I got to tell you, you made a hell of a choice. This guy has shown us so much in six games. Thing he's shown me as a, you know, non-trained eye, but it's just somebody that goes out there and it has a level head about himself, good, bad, indifferent. He just goes to work, and, you know, he throws you a touchdown. He had a bad break, finally his first interception last game, and it was a tip ball, but you could never tell. And that, to me, is speaking volumes as a young guy.
Yeah, he's mature beyond his years. And, you know, obviously we felt that and saw that day in and day out with him being here as a mid-year enrollee, and had a good idea of that through the process of recruiting him. But you never know until, you know, you throw him in the fire and they get tested no matter the competitive arena. But to your point, I think you're spot on, right? You know, he doesn't get too high. He doesn't get too low, and really embraces the mindset and the model that we have, that regardless of the outcomes and the results, it quite honestly doesn't matter. We just got to continue to get better, right? So you saw that all the way through. And even, you know, when he was named the starter coming out of training camp, like, he'd be the first one to tell you there's so much room for growth and improvement. And it doesn't matter that I'm the starter, I got to get better. And, you know, obviously at the start of the season, he you know, got to experience the speed and the pace and, you know, the all the eyeballs that are on him that come with being a starter at such a great university and a proud program. And he embraced all of that and continued to grow. And, yeah, he's done a great job settling in, you know, obviously building connection in the throw game with the guys that are around him and leading and driving our offense.
Yeah, one of those guys is also a freshman in Jordan Napier. And those two connected twice in that game in Wyoming. I mean, how important is it for a young quarterback like Danny to be able to find a connection that he's comfortable, confident, and feels like whenever he lets it go, it's going to end up in the right hands? It had to be nice to see that at the end of that ball game against Wyoming.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that relationship between quarterback and receiver is imperative, right? It's probably like any good, you know, pitcher-catcher relationship with all the work that you're going to do together, right? You have to have that familiarity. And, again, you know, it's the one thing that early on, as we were sorting through camp, you know, who was going to be the starter and all that competition was going on. It wasn't like Danny or any of the other guys were just working consistently with one another because we were constantly rotating through the competition. And now that, obviously, it's been Danny's, and he's been at the controls of all of it since, you know, the end of training camp and into the season. You could really see the growth within the throw game and the continuity, not only with Jordan, but the group as a whole, because of the reps and the time on task that they have spent together and the way that they're willing to work and grow together as a unit.
San Diego State football, Tony and I said that, you know, this early in the week on the show. I mean, as you know, Aztecs for life. And watching this program, you know, come together under yourself, Coach, and, you know, everybody, just to see improvement week in and week out, you know, that's what I think we feel good about. I'm sure you're looking at that and other things. But talk about, you know, this game tomorrow a little bit. Washington State, I mean, this is a 6-1 team. Are you to the point where you're spending a lot of, you know, more time on what they do and trying to worry about that? Or are you still kind of at more of a stage where we just got to do what we do well and, you know, go from there?
Well, first, thank you for the kind words about the growth and development of the team. And I hope that we continue to take those strides so that when we talk at the end of the year, you know, we're talking about how we're playing our best ball. And I think that's the sign of a good team. And our guys have really embraced, again, that mindset and that mantra to constantly be improving and competing and stacking days. So that's gotten us to this point. As far as the, you know, a quality opponent that's coming in tomorrow, you know, we give them the respect, obviously, that they have earned. But our process will constantly be about what we do and who we are and how that matches against, you know, the opponent that's coming in that happens to be the Cougars from Washington State tomorrow, right? But we want to make sure that our kids feel empowered that, you know, the outcome of the game and how we're going to win is driven by what we do. And so we spent a lot of time, obviously, about the people that are in our building, investing in them, and that they understand how the schemes and all three phases and the calls that are going to, you know, be decided upon during the course of the game, right, how that impacts our opponent. But it's about what we do and our plan to win more so than any gray, faceless opponent that we happen to be going against.
Head coach Sean Lewis joins us here on Gwen and Chris, head coach of the San Diego State Aztecs. And Coach Lewis, we've talked a lot about the offense, but the strong suit of this ball club seems to be on the other side of the football. Just how good or how impressed have you been with the defense's performance really all season long?
Yeah, I mean, they've been really, really consistent, been operating at a high level. And again, that's been a hallmark of the program. And I know a lot was made, obviously, about, you know, like we're talking about here, the offensive side of things and obviously my background. But in the process, in the transition, you know, we weren't going to lose in terms of the quality of defense that has been played around here, right? You need a complete football team. And as we continue to develop in all areas, the defense has been the strength and an unbelievable job of generating turnovers and generating points. And anytime that you're getting that consistently with also the amount of havoc plays with takeaways and turnovers and sacks and obviously TFLs, all those factors tied into it, you know, you're going to have a chance to have success week in and week out.
And we can't let you go without you talking a little bit about Trey White, because he's leading the nation in sacks, and that's a hell of a nice weapon to have. Well, how did he develop into this? Because, you know, I mean, give us a little where he came from to get to here, and give your coaches a little credit for probably putting him in the right scheme to get a lot of sacks, too.
No, absolutely, right? I mean, our defensive staff, you know, Coach Schmidt, Coach Ulrich, did an unbelievable job of identifying early as we were working through our winter conditioning phase and our mat drills and just seeing the athleticism and movement skills that were on our team and, you know, putting all this together, right? Making sure that we had the right young men in the right positions to be successful. And then Trey, obviously doing his part, right? Being right here from San Diego, one of our hometown heroes, and to see him pour into, you know, the work that he has done to come from the linebacker level and put his hand down and be at a level one spot and operate as an edge within our system. You know, again, he saw the production that that position could have and how it could benefit himself individually. And by doing that, obviously have a tremendous impact for the team. And he's done an unbelievable job. You know, the best thing I can say about him, he's really approached his work like a craftsman, right? Like, he understands there's so much detail to it. There's so much that needs to be understood and applied at the right time. And he's just poured into the work, and he's done it at a really high level. He's such a humble kid. You know, he's great to be around. And again, one that we can point to as the standard for a lot of the things that we are building within this program.
Coach, nothing better than seeing a kid buy in and really attack a position the way it seems Trey White has this season. Certainly from us, good luck tomorrow. We'll certainly be watching. Continued success for the rest of the season. And thank you for giving us some of your time today.
Guys, appreciate it. Go Aztecs.
Thanks, Coach.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.